get ready to go on a voyage through the depths of consciousness. Expand your awareness and discover perspective unlike anything you have heard before. How far are you willing to expand? Welcome to The Expansion Point with your host, Brad Johnson.
Welcome to the next episode, the second episode of The Expansion Point. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us here on BBS Radio here on radio station number one for The Expansion Point. So we got some really exciting insight that's going to be coming forward tonight. I'm going to be talking specifically about the nature of channeling. Now, for those of you who are very familiar with me, you do know that on my website, consciousmatrix.com, I do channel a particular consciousness known as Adronis, the multidimensional mentor, and that I've been channeling him since December of 2008. And since that time, I've worked very, very adeptly with automatic writing, and then months passed, and then it moved into vocalized channeling. But there have been a lot of questions from when I first started to get into channeling about how this all started, how I really wanted to get into channeling, what was it all about, what was it that fascinated me. And so I'm going to be talking a little bit about that, but I'm also going to be giving everybody exercises to practice on their own so that they can learn through tonight's show about how to channel their own consciousness extensions, you know, whether it may be your own spirit guides, whether it may be your loved ones in spirit, maybe it might be your higher self. We're going to look into some of those particular practices, those particular types of modalities. But first of all, what is it about channeling? What is it that really is so fascinating about it? What is channeling to begin with? The whole idea is that channeling itself simply represents the ability to connect to extensions of your consciousness and bring forward interpretation. Now, we're doing this all the time, and a lot of people have asked me, well, how do I become a channeler? I really want to get into channeling. And I basically tell them, well, in a way, you're channeling right now. Your entire personality is a type of channeling. And so there hasn't really been a single day that hasn't gone by where you have done some type of channeling. And primarily that when you get into a really, really inspirational state, when you have those aha moments, those are inspirational moments of channeling. You're bringing forward greater extensions of your consciousness and you're bonding them. You're blending them together with yourself. But just going back to where I began with this, this all started again in August of 2008 for me. That I was working on a novel. I was working on a science fiction novel, and it was about the extraterrestrial presence. And I wanted to make it as realistic as possible. I wanted to make it kind of like a nonfiction science fiction. And so I just wanted to do a lot of research. So I went online, I went on YouTube, went on to many other different websites, and I started to discover a lot of these individuals who were contactees, who were psychics, who were channels, etc. And they were telling me all different types of stories, you know, basically just kind of tuning in and seeing exactly what they were all about. And many of them were able to find a lot of commonality through that. And that commonality was that these extraterrestrial beings were beings that you could connect with through meditation, and that they all believed in a one infinite creator. And through their own spiritual nature, they are assisting us in their own way as well, so that we can become a more matured, spiritual-based, unified collective consciousness, a human race that truly is matured. And so this was really, really fascinating to me. It got so fascinating when I was doing all this research that I decided to put the book aside. And I wanted to look more into meditation because, to me, I never really took meditation seriously. It really wasn't that, you know, wasn't really something that compelled me. Before this began through my awakening, I wasn't really into spirituality. I wasn't into metaphysics. I wasn't into, you know, consciousness expansion. I certainly wasn't into meditation. And so all of this really just reached me at my ripe point, I guess is the best way I can put it. I just had this propelling, this profound, you know, state of realizing the capabilities of, you know, going into meditation and being able to communicate with these beings. So I just went to the library in my own local area here when I was living in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And I just took out a book in the library called Learn How to Meditate. And over a span of about a week or so, I read it from front cover to back cover, and I started doing a lot of the different exercises within it. Just simple meditation techniques, learning how to breathe, doing certain forms of visualizations, attempting to still the mind, center the mind. And as this started to happen, I started to go into these really deep kind of vision states where I started to get kind of images. It's kind of like you were in like a first-person environment. It was almost kind of like a video game in that sense. And I felt like I was going through certain mazes, and I would see these orbs of light. I would see these symbols where I would be able to go up to them in a meditative state and touch them and actually feel the reciprocation of their energy through my physical body. This also started to transform me in the way of my dream states each and every single night, that I'd just be feeling like I'd be sitting in a non-physical classroom, just completely surrounded by light, immersed by light, and just having these type of telepathic communications with these non-physicalized forms of beings. Sometimes they look like rays of light. Sometimes they look like metamorphosizing types of chandeliers. And so I was basically just starting to wake up the next morning, and I knew things that I did not know before. So basically, I was being integrated. I was going to these download states, and I was getting into this type of channeling calibration. And it wasn't until I started to create an online community, and I started to talk to a lot of other psychics and channels and healers, that profoundly this just expanded so far. And it was specifically the channels that really interested me the most. So I had quite a few friends who were channelers for several years, and they were teaching me a lot of different forms about how they learned how to channel. Now, I didn't really duplicate too much of their own methods. I just kind of got an idea about what they did, and I made it into my own approach. And then I just started getting into meditation and automatic writing, which is basically just the intention of having like a pen and paper in front of you, and just writing down some questions and just basically testing the energies that you're connecting with. Usually it would just be questions that you may personally feel you don't have an answer to. I don't know how to answer this through my conscious self. And so I'm going to go ahead and write this down on a piece of paper. And it wasn't that an entity was taking over my body or that I was being quote unquote possessed or anything of that nature. It's basically that I had an urge to write. And so as I wrote the question down, there were times to where as soon as I had the thought of the question while I was writing it down, the answer was already coming in at the exact same time I was putting in the question. And it was just almost instantaneous. And then so I'm just trying to catch up with the urge to write about being able to jot down this answer. Sometimes the answers were very, very detailed and just formed themselves together in paragraphs. And sometimes the answers were only maybe a couple words, a few words in length. And I just continued to do this. Day by day went by, and I just had lots of questions, and I was able to get a lot of insight. And just being able to connect to myself and feeling that centering or that bond together was just absolutely amazing. I just felt like so much was just coming through me at once. And this was my process to automatic writing. And it wasn't until about a couple months afterwards, because I believe I started doing a lot of automatic writing around the time of October, and it wasn't around until December, until a friend of mine who is also a channel talked to me one day and said, well, Brad, you know what? You have some energies that are very, very strong that are connected to the star of Sirius, and you should really go into a meditative state, maybe do some automatic writing and find out what that's about. It feels like there's this energy that's kind of calling to me to want to talk to you. And so this might be something you may want to pursue, look into. And so I decided to do that. And so I went into my usual routine, going into automatic writing and started connecting to the star of Sirius, maybe just expecting to communicate with the collective consciousness of Sirius. But basically what came through at that time was the entity who I channel now, known as Adranus. And he came through and basically introduced himself. And I'd have to say it was one of the most smoothest automatic writings, so to speak, that I ever experienced. Everything was just so fluid. It's not like anything jumped ahead of itself. Everything was just so nicely paced and smooth, and the flow was just fantastic. It was just like having a conversation with the person that was standing right next to you and being able to tell me a great many things, basically telling me in a nutshell that I am a future version of yourself 297 years within your future. And I have come back at this particular time to assist in the spiritual evolution of your maturity. And while you are moving into the state of spiritual evolution, that you will be able to work alongside me, and together we will be able to share this openly with everybody else. And so that has been Adronis's agreement since that time. And I have agreed to do that and moved into this channeling state, first just starting to do a lot of automatic writing with Adronis. And it wasn't until about springtime of 2009 where I decided to get more into the vocalized state of channeling. And the reason I wanted to do that was because I feel that the information would be more personable, and I feel it would be able to come through a bit faster. And that's what I wanted to do. You know, I was very inspired by channels like Abraham Hicks or Bashar. You know, I was really, really fascinated by that. And I thought that this was something that I was capable of doing. I was always just getting that feeling. I can do exactly what they do. And so I worked really, really hard and dedicated myself to doing that, and it came together. And so there was a lot of calibrations that took place. Some people have asked me, you know what, I want a channel like Abraham Hicks. I want a channel like Bashar. You know, what do I have to do to get into that particular state? And it really is just being able to firstly understand that your life is about to go in a 180 degree direction. That really everything that you're doing is going to be based upon openness, and it's going to be based upon trust, and it's going to really feel that you are acting in applying all of the information that your consciousnesses, your channeling extensions are explaining to you. And so you really need to become the vibrational frequency of the entity or entities or consciousness that you are looking to communicate with. Now, there are many different types of channeling states. It's not just the idea that when you feel you want to go into meditation, get yourself into a relaxed state, have a heightened state of connectivity, or go into a trance state and bringing in entities. That's one way of channeling, but there are many different ways. There are many people who I have talked to who are able to channel music, who are able to channel poetry, who are able to channel art, you know, and they basically have these beautifully created mandalas that they have manifested just right out of thought and have produced that. They are able to see so deeply into the canvas and just see everything as it needs to come through. Those are all just unique states of channeling. Now, again, it's all based upon certain forms of interpretation. There are some people who are able to sing songs that are all part of expanding consciousness. And again, people who are writing poetry and people who are writing maybe short stories, whatever it may be, those are all just different states of channeling. So you just need to ask yourself what you feel the most receptive with. Well, maybe I feel I can communicate in the world of music. Maybe that's where I feel my strongest channeling state is. Or maybe I feel that I can do portraits, I can draw, I can paint. Maybe that's where I feel a lot of my channeling states are, because not everybody can be an Abraham Hicks, or not everybody can be a Bashar. You know, that's not everybody's path. You know, if everybody could do that, I think we'd be having, you know, billions of channelers on this planet that represent that particular type of energy. But we do have billions of channelers on the planet, but they all just enact themselves in different ways. We all have our own inspirations. We all have our own aha moments. We all have what we would consider to be our emphasis and our realization of reality. And that's basically what you're attempting to find. So you just need to ask yourself, what do I feel I'm the most receptive of when it comes to being able to go into this state where I can have aha moments, where I can have inspiration? When I'm inspired, what are my actions that follow? And that's the whole idea, is you're applying what that channeling state is bringing to you. Okay, so many different types of channeling states that are out there. You know, being able to sing in the shower is a channeling state. Being able to work in the garden and feel your connection with the dirt and feel your connection with Mother Earth, that's a channeling state as well too. So we all have it. Now, some people may be asking, well, what about, you know, spirit guides or connecting with the higher self? You know, is there a way for me to channel that? Well, absolutely. I mean, that can even start with a diary. That can start with a journal. That can start with music. That can start with art. That can start with anything. It's basically just how you are very, very comfortable in interpreting the information, the insight, the inspiration and the aha moments that are coming through your spirit guides, coming through your higher self, coming through the universe, coming through the matrix, whatever you feel your interpretation is and how you want to express it. You know, I feel that maybe I've been doing a lot of drawings about other star beings that exist beyond the earth. I can feel I can just kind of sit down and I'm getting all of these images. I'm getting all these impressions about different extraterrestrial beings that exist beyond earth. And I'm able just to draw them out. And I have no hesitation with that. It all comes in very, very smoothly. I know people like that and they do it amazingly. Amazingly well, and are able to really show me all of these different types of beings that I too have seen in meditative states. I mean, there's countless amount of extraterrestrial beings out there. There's also people who are able to connect with the elemental realms, with the fey realms, and are able to also connect with the elves, connect with the fairies, the pixies, etc. That's the exact same thing as well too. You're just connecting to different dimensional planes, dimensional domains, and you're able to receive this information. And sometimes there may just be speeches that may be coming out that a person is able to jot down. Sometimes that may be artwork. Sometimes it may be music. Whatever it is, you have the capability of doing that. So if you feel that you have a spirit guide that's around you, really all you have to do is just close your eyes, hold your hands out with palms facing upwards, just as if you're, inviting, that you're giving your energy out. And just kind of close your eyes and just kind of feel the energies that are around you. And if you feel that that particular guide is there, and you have to really feel it intuitively, you maybe get that sensation, maybe you'll get that kind of third eye image, maybe you'll get some type of impression that connotates their own presence within the space with you. When you feel that you're very, very receptive in that way, that you've opened yourself up to the universe, that you let yourself, be completely receptive to the energy, feel free to ask a question. Is there a spirit guide here? Is one of my spirit guides present within my space? And you may get some type of sensation that represents a confirmation. This can also be done with what's known as muscle testing or kinesiology. Basically being able to utilize your body as a vessel, as a gauge pertaining to yes or no questions, and inviting the energies that are contained within your space to flow harmoniously through your body and actually being able to answer yes or no questions. When your muscle goes strong, representing a yes response. When your muscle goes weak, representing a no response. It starts just as simple as holding out your left hand, putting your right hand over the top of your wrist, and just pulling down as you ask questions. Does your arm go strong or does your arm go weak? That's another particular way of being able to get impressions about the energies that are in your space. There's also those who are able to light candles and are actually able to study the candle flame. If the candle flame bends a certain way, that would be an affirmation response, perhaps to a spirit guide, perhaps to your higher self, perhaps to other forms of energies that are looking to communicate with you in that way. There's also the idea of aromas. People who may be very naturally clairgustant are actually able to smell aromas in the room. They may start to smell, maybe from a loved one that's passed on. Maybe they always had a fascination with mints, so maybe you have like a minty smell that comes into your awareness. That's another possibility as well too. There's claircognizance that I work with very extensively with, where you feel you have instantaneous knowing, where these thoughts are just coming into your mind and you know that they're not your own. And you're receiving thought transmission coming through in that way. That's one particular way, again, of how spirit guides, your higher self, can communicate with you. And so there's a vast majority of different alternatives, of different methods that you can do to connect with your spirit guides, to connect with your higher self. It all just takes immersion. It's immersing yourself into the energy of what these spirit guides, of what these loved ones, about what your higher self feels like to you. Some people have just decided to go into a mirror and look at themselves directly eye to eye and just imagining themselves as the higher self. And they may start to feel that an aura starts manifesting around them, beautiful white light. And they start seeing themselves in a much more higher angelic form of consciousness. And that they use their own template of their own mirror image to overlay this feeling of this brilliant light that represents their own higher self. and they're actually able to communicate with their higher self just by looking at themselves in the mirror. That's another great way of doing it. So again, there's so many different ways, but the whole key here is not doing something because someone else is telling you to, or someone else is giving you a particular method that you may not fully be in resonance with. As I've said, there are so many different ways about how you're able to channel another consciousness that comes in. And so you need to base yourself on what you feel is appropriate for you. What do you feel you can do to connect with perhaps spirit guides that are in your space, or looking to communicate with a higher self or other parallel selves that may be elemental, that may be extraterrestrial, what have you, future selves, etc. These are all capable within ourselves to communicate with. We just have to know exactly how our personal antenna responds. How do we become receptive? Now, we're always sending out thoughts to these entities. We're always sending out thoughts to these extensions of our consciousness. As soon as we have that thought, believe me when I say that they're hearing it. They receive this thought instantaneously because they're there. They're at that point where they're able to receive your thought. What you're mostly training yourself to do is to receive back what they are sending you. So when you feel that you're sending a blessing, when you feel you're sending out a really good positive thought of intention, you know, of love and appreciation to your own higher self, to your own spirit guides, what have you, they feel it. And they know that you're doing that. Absolutely. They are existing in a space that is completely nonlinear. And so that they are able to function in multiple realities, in multiple dimensions, communicating together with you. It's that you are training yourself to be receptive to what they're sending back to you. And this is where your training mainly begins. It's not so much about the output. The output is very, very easy in that way. It's outbound transmission. That's easy. It's the inbound transmission that's the challenge. So you need to really work on your trust. And it takes the trust in regards to what you feel you're attuned to. If you're very much in tune to receiving thought transmission through claircognizance, that's great. If you feel you're able to do automatic writing, you write a question down and you feel that you get the answer right away as soon as you write that question down, that's great. That's giving you indication that you're able to receive this transmission very, very well. Maybe all it needed to take was just me to relax, maybe put on some really nice soothing relaxation music, meditation music in the background, maybe dim the lights, maybe put up a couple of candles by my table, just have my pen and paper there, you know, take a few deep breaths into the nose, out through the mouth. I really feel relaxed. I feel centered. I feel like the entire physical reality that's around me right now is liquefied. It feels like it's just completely holographic. It feels surreal. That's a great feeling because now you're really attuning to higher frequencies and now you're moving yourself more into that alignment where you can now start to write down these questions on the piece of paper and just almost instantly or even instantaneously receive those types of answers. What type of questions do we ask? Well, some of us may feel that, well, what am I doing on planet Earth? You know, what's my mission here? What's my purpose? Why did I come to planet Earth? You know, what was so important that I decided to live in this life? Am I ever going to get out of this rut that I'm in right now? Is my financial situation ever going to improve? Oh, am I going to find my twin flame? Am I going to find my soulmate? Is that going to happen? Oh, do I get to visit a spaceship? Do I actually get up to go up to you guys and actually be able to see your spacecraft? And I get to check this out. Oh, are you guys the Ya-Yel? Are you the Sirians? Are you the Pleiadians? Are you the Arcturians? Are you the Lyrans? You know, there could be a million questions. And it's basically just being able to go into that state of center, because what happens is at times we get so excited about a certain question that we don't give ourselves the chance to neutralize and come back and actually receive the answer. And so we get so caught up into the question itself. It's so exciting. And it's not to say not to ask those questions. Those are certainly relevant, every single one of those questions. But you need to learn how to stabilize yourself. You need to know how to come back into the state of neutrality. So if you're excited about a question, go ahead and write that question down and then just give yourself a couple of minutes so that you can really neutralize, so that the excitement can come back into neutrality. The reason why you don't really channel when you're in an excited state is because it represents a primary level of distortion. Emotion itself contains you into a block. And that block becomes a certain situation. It becomes a certain scenario. And our entire focus revolves around that particular manifestation, that circumstance. And we cannot allow our mind to bring anything else in. We're transfixed on that focus. And when you're in a channeling state, you want to be as naturally neutralized and receptive as possible. And so it's really not a good idea that if you feel you're excited that you're jotting stuff down, because what you're doing is you're jotting down the feeling of your own emotional states representing that excitement. That imagination in that sense becomes distorted and it just moves into the clasp of your own excitement. And so this has happened to me when I first started to channel as well too. You know, I'd get really excited about things and I couldn't neutralize. And that sometimes, you know, there's a duplication effect and you just get so caught up in the excitement. Oh yes, yes, that's exactly what's going to happen, when that's not really what's being shared in regards to neutralization. And so this is something that in that sense can really still be a challenge for many of us. So whenever you feel very, very excited about a question, you know, can I come up and see your spaceship? You know, are you guys Pleiadians that I'm talking to you? Is this a future self that I'm communicating with? You know, and you're really, really, really excited about these questions and you just hope that the question is yes, or that the answer is yes. You know, just give yourself a few minutes, put the pen down, and get yourself into a state and just relax and neutralize yourself. Do not feel about what is the question. Do not feel about what is the answer. Bring yourself into the neutralization of the unified field and let yourself be all. Let yourself be neutralized. And when you feel that calmness is coming over you again and you really start to feel very neutralized, you pick up the pen again, you read the question out aloud. Are you guys Pleiadian? No, we're from Procyon. Okay, so that might just be an idea right there. You know, we represent a version of you, an aspect of what you would know as 500 years in the future, existing within the star of Procyon. And that's where it comes from. Oh, you guys aren't Pleiadians, you know, and then it starts up again in emotional states. So you want to make sure that you're neutralizing yourself when you're going into a state of channeling. This is the same thing about how we get aha moments, or how we go up on stage and we just become inspired. We basically just get ourselves into a state of spontaneity. Of course, excitement can certainly follow when you're letting out these really remarkable, inspirational speeches. That's fine. But you're not thinking about what you're going to say. You just let the words become themselves, and the words start to channel themselves, and they start to, you know, become this really profound, inspirational speech where you get the entire room caught up in so much excitement, because it's like you're doing a spontaneous rap, so to speak, on stage, and everything's just, you know, spontaneously coming through you. There's no thought behind the words. The words are pure flow, and that's the key. And that's how a really great channeler starts to move together. There's a channeler who I have, you know, a great amount of respect with. For those of you who are tuning in, you may be familiar with her if you are very familiar with channeling as well. She channeled the Law of One books. She basically channeled the Ra material, and she was the channel for Ra through the Law of One books. And her name is Carla Ruckhart. And I had the honor of being able to interview her a couple of years back on an old radio show. And one of the most profound things that she told me was that, well, you know what, Brad, to channel itself is easy. To channel well is hard. And that stuck with me ever since I had that conversation with her about anybody can channel. It's really, really easy. But for you to really go into it deeply and being able to pull out forms of channeling that's never been heard before, that's never been discovered before, that's quite a challenge. And so this is where we're basically just attempting to make neutrality our basic instinct. As long as we can make neutrality our basic instinct and we are able to communicate with all the extensions of our consciousness that feel very, very innovative to ourselves, that we're reaching new ground and that we're walking our talk, we're applying action in that. And we're still going into great depths of looking into things. You know, it's not about the idea, you know, that we're all one and that it's about positive energy and, you know, time is an illusion. To me, in my own particular perspective, that's very kindergartenish, and that's great. I mean, it works for people who are in that sense are very much going into the awakening state. For me, it's really about going deeper. You know, why is everything one? How is it all connected? How is it interrelate with everything? You know, what is it about these other, you know, clusters of galaxies? What about all the stars? What about all these dimensional constructs? You know, what about ancient Earth history? What about Earth's possible future? What about us becoming a galactic-based civilization? What about paradoxical mechanics? You know, all of these things are really getting into the advanced. And this is what I, you know, love to bring forward when I'm doing a lot of different states of channeling, conscious matrix communication in that way. To me, this is it. It's depth. And, you know, just her saying that particular term, you know, the channeling itself is easy, but channeling well is hard. And that has always just been a great challenge for me, because I really want to be able to share through myself what I can interpret in regards to advanced learning, about how we can really, really bring on a much more effective and deeper level the aspects of consciousness that really help us to flow in a really particular form of easement. You know, and it's really just about diving into the grasps of these you know, phenomena and these formula that exist within the universe, but being able to pull those out and being able to get really new understandings that have never been talked about before, that have never been discussed before, you know, looking into new alchemy principles, looking into new forms of healing where you're able to, you know, genuinely accelerate the molecular stabilization of your body and bring forward heightened accelerative states of healing. You know, all of these things are just absolutely fascinating, and it's just about being able to bring them into common ground. But first, you're just basically trying to pull out this big, gigantic weeded root that goes deep, deep into the ground. And so that's really been a lot of my own personal challenges. And I know that there's quite a few others as well that really enjoy looking into the advanced. You know, when we're looking at spirituality and consciousness, there really is a template for it. And we've understood a lot of the template of spirituality and consciousness, that, you know, we are all one, and that it's, you know, positive energy can really help to boost your confidence and create a counterbalance and bring you more into a grander state of being. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, understanding the nature of the universe, and, you know, understanding that there's other life beyond our planet, and being able to live in the now, the past and the future are side effects, you know, whatever that is. Now, just being able to take a lot of those particular concepts and go deeper, follow the root into the dirt, and just keep going and keep descending, you know, just like it's a big, gigantic weed, and those things go on for a very, very long while. And so it's being able to follow that. All right. That's basically just my own particular perspective on that. So what about exercises? Are there exercises that I can give people who are looking to channel and you know, being able to connect with their consciousness extensions? What kind of exercises that people can practice? Well, there are some generalized forms that you can do, again, depending upon how you want to channel, because as talked about earlier, there are many different ways to channel. But if you're looking to really kind of go into a meditative state and looking to bring in a lot of insight, you know, be it automatic writing or just be it through you, you know, staying within that meditative state, it can start with something as simple as the breath, being able to breathe in full lung capacity, breathe out full lungs out, and just being able to cleanse yourself and letting yourself go into that state of neutralization. The more that you can really just let your space be a compliment to yourself, you know, again, if that's like dimming the lights, if that's putting candles up, if that's just creating a really, really beautiful space, you know, through your physical environment, and you feel very, very comfortable, that is key. That's very, very important. You want to keep yourself comfortable. Secondly, you want to keep yourself open. Third, you want to allow trust to come in. You're inviting in the trust of the energies. Now, here's the thing as well, too. If you're very, very scared of channeling, if you feel that you're going to bring in some type of demonic entity, some type of parasitical consciousness, I really would not recommend you start channeling, because you want to be able to advance past that. Because here's the thing, your thoughts can become reality in that method, in that way. So it's not about the whole idea of feeling that, oh, if I'm going to get into this channeling state, you know, I'm going to bring in this really, really parasitical being, you know, maybe it'll be like the most evil reptilian I could ever possibly imagine. And you got to have, why would you want to get into a channeling state if that's, you know, your mentality of wanting to bring in something that you know would be very unpleasant and very detrimental to your own state of being. So you really need to work past that. And so this is where you're basically just firstly going into relaxation exercises. You're becoming an open ambassador relating to your conscious state. So this is where neutralization comes in. You're neutralizing yourself. Some people may ask, well, do I have to really kind of just, you know, completely rid my thoughts out of my head? Every single thought has to be gone and I have to be completely thoughtless. No, you don't. But basically what you're doing is you're not attaching yourself to the point of thought. You're not feeling that those thoughts in that sense own you or that you own the thoughts and feeling that you're attaching yourself to every single thought that's coming through. Thoughts can certainly be within your mind. They do not have to be eradicated. You're not pulling out an astral shotgun and blowing them away as soon as they come into your mind. What you're doing is you're just letting the natural flow of these thoughts, like a streaming river, pass you by. They're basically creating a ghost effect. They're basically passing through you like a ghost apparition. And through these apparitional forms of thought, this is giving you the indication that you're not attaching to the thoughts. The thoughts themselves are not owning up to you, and that you're feeling that you're giving them some type of identity, because then again, you trap yourself into emotional states. Oh my goodness, I forgot to pay the bills today. Oh my goodness, I forgot to have breakfast this morning. Oh my goodness, I forgot to shower, you know, whatever it may be. And if that was attached to you, then guess where all of your focus is going on? It's going towards that thought. And in channeling, you want to make sure that you're completely open. You want to neutralize yourself. So let the thoughts be the thoughts. Let them pass through you like an apparition. Let them flow down a riverbank, and that you're not, you know, reaching your hand in to touch the water. Just let the thoughts be the thoughts. Okay, that's all you really have to do. And just feel the equilibrium, the balance of energies that are present within you in that moment, and just let that energy flow. Let that energy just connect with you, bond with you, merge with you, align with you. And just let everything be. Okay. Sometimes in the first little bit, you may not want to even channel an entity. You're just letting yourself relax. You're getting used to the process of getting yourself into a state of relaxation. Now, again, artists can do this. Writers can do this. They feel that they just need to give themselves a couple of minutes before they decide to get into their work. They want to neutralize themselves. They want to keep themselves very, very open. They want to function as a scribe for a lot of the essence that's going to be coming through universal consciousness. And so they neutralize themselves before they start that painting or before they start that book, you know, whatever it may be. And that's how people really function as scribes or scribe artists in that sense. They're really just neutralizing themselves before they get into that, okay? So you want to look into openness. You want to look into trust. You want to look into neutralization. You want to feel that just all of these energies are just basking with you. It's very similar to the concept of energy healing, that if you really want to just open yourself up to the universe, be completely allowing, be completely accepting of whatever comes through. Do not judge about whatever's coming through to you. Let the energy be the energy, because the more that you're open, the more that the universe brings forward purity to you. And that's the same thing with channeling. So let yourself relax, go into that state of comfort and bring that energy through. Okay. So that's just a little bit of advice in regards to a practice. You really just want to get into the habit of being neutral, of not feeling that you're getting upset, of not feeling that you're getting over emotional, but you're keeping yourself in a state of balance, and you're just letting this openness, you're letting this trust, you're letting this love come through you. And as that starts to happen, you'll start to notice these energies that are coming through. You may start to feel that there's jolts in your body. You may start to feel that there's these kind of sensations that you're experiencing. This is just all part of the effect of the body attempting to flush out particular debris. So, you know, basically having calibrations take effect in this way. All right. So again, that's just, again, an overview of a practice and practices that you can do just to help yourself reach a particular point of neutralization. Okay. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to bring in Adronis. And Adronis is going to briefly talk on the nature of the channeling state. And then if we have enough time, we'll get to some calls as well, too. If you are interested in calling in and you have any questions here for the show tonight, the call-in number is 888 888- 627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. By all means, feel free to call in if you do have any questions relating to our topic of discussion tonight, which is, again, the nature of channeling. So Jonas is going to come in here just for a few minutes, talk about his perspective of the nature of the channeling state, and then we'll be getting to some live calls and moving from there. All right, so I'm just going to take a moment now to neutralize, bring Jonas through, and we'll get started. We are here at this time, and we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis from Sirius, sending love, appreciation, and gratitude to all who are tuning in to this particular broadcast being brought forward through your internet collective consciousness. What we would like each and every single one of you that are tuning in to this particular broadcast or this archive right now is simply allow yourself to get relaxed, get comfortable, and tune in to the vibrations of Sirius so that you may synchronize, harmonize, and align to all the information that we have to share. Also understand that all of the information that we shall provide today is simply that of our perspective, our point of view. For all knowledge, all information, all creation itself resides within your very hearts, beings, and souls. We will speak briefly in regards to the idea of the nature of the channeling state. That everything relating to the concept of what you would understand channeling to be is actually a natural process. It is more so in the idea of a redundancy for those that remain within the thoughts of storage, and that these thoughts of storage are what you would consider to be feelings of knowingness that have already occurred. And so the occurred thoughts become the patternization of identity, because it's basically what you have created in a relationship and association pertaining to these thoughts that have created an ego principle, that have created an identity complex. The immersion in regards to feeling that you own a thought, and that the thought itself becomes personality, and that these traits of thought become the complex, the matrix, relating to your own ego principles, relating to your own identity, is the form of a redundancy. And so really, many particular beings that exist beyond your world enact themselves constantly without a state of memory. Now, this might be surprising to many of you, but really, many of us really do not acclimatize so much to the idea of the technicality relating to memory. Everything is truly accessible within the universe. You are part of a thought nexus, and that everything is truly retrievable within the moment. It's not so much that you're holding on to the mask of the thought identity itself to make it a part of your own. What many beings operate with in that way operate in the form of, in that sense, fresh perspective, complete spontaneity in the now, and not allowing themselves to feel that they are assigning thought forms into their own forms of complexes to bring the idea of a quality that defines them. That's not really how a lot of beings operate. They operate naturally within a channeling state. They are very, very fresh to the moment. They live themselves out in the moment, pacing, and living each particular moment in that way as a fresh human being, as a fresh being of consciousness, where every single moment brings forward a new, completely fascinating adventure, simply because we look at every single moment as that ability of being able to transcend, moving into new perspectives, looking into advancements that we have never considered before. If you are able to, as we will say, channel 24/7, you will have an outlook of your planet that you never thought existed before, because you're not assigning the identity of thought to, in that sense, help define yourself. That is an ultimate state of illusion. It's not about the thoughts ever identifying you. That was not their purpose. But because you have worked together in certain educational platforms and certain forms of belief systems that represent your upbringing, you feel that morality itself is the code to your reality. And that's a great distraction. The whole idea here is that when you do not assign any particular thought forms to the basis of your own nexus of who you are as a mind, body, and spirit complex, then basically what you're doing is you're experiencing Earth in a beautiful form of, shall we say, spontaneous voyeurism. And that comes to the point where you are able to see the freshness, see the purity of all things, because there are no thoughts in your mind giving you an annotation of how you feel you must react relating to a situation. So the channeling state is a fresh perspective. The channeling state in its own nature is giving you the aspects of advancements of looking at things for the first time ever, without the feeling of, shall we say, residual memory to give you an idea of how you must act or how you have acted in the past in order for you to gain some form of justification of how you must act now. So look into the idea of the channeling state as a nature to the refreshment of perspective. That's the best way that we can give it. So just imagine yourself as a fresh human being, a clean slate, a slate that has been wiped clean, and that there are no thoughts in your mind. Everything from what you see, smell, taste, touch, and hear, from what you experience overall, is a genuine, beautiful feeling within the moment. You're gaining fresh perspective at everything. Oh my goodness, look at the clothes I'm wearing this morning. This is quite fascinating. Oh my goodness, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to smell a flower. Oh, feel that aroma. This is intoxicating. And you're continuing to have a fresh perspective with everything. Now, this can be very, very challenging for those of you who have, in that sense, assigned an identity-based complex. The whole idea really is, in that sense, to not really fight the thoughts, but just let the thoughts themselves flow through you without the feeling of attachment. Imagine yourself just basically teleporting yourself onto this planet and seeing everything for the first time. When you see everything for the first time and you continue to play with that feeling, you are going to experience the true joy of Earth. You are going to experience the purity of Earth. This is why many of us have stated that you are indeed on a beautiful planet and that you really can have, shall we say, a grand time, a time of great excitement, a time of great love, because you are experiencing a world for the first time in every moment. That becomes your mentality. So let every moment that you experience be a moment for you to take place to witness for the first time. This is what we will share in regards to the true nature of the channeling state. We thank you very much for the opportunity of this brief interaction with all of you today. I am Adronis from Sirius. Thank you again. Farewell for this timing, and we will speak to you again in the infinite moment of the now. Goodbye. All right. All right, so thank you very much, everybody. So if we do have any particular calls on the line, if anybody would like to call in, again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And again, tonight we've just been talking about the nature of channeling. We've been able to look at, again, what we naturally hold as an ability within ourselves. And it was a very, very interesting thing. That's actually the very first time that Adronis has brought up, you know, the idea of channeling in that way. And I found that very, very fascinating. That what would it be like that if we could actually just go into a state where we see that reality itself is enacting itself from our perspective for the very first time? I think that would be quite interesting. When I basically go into the state with Adronis, it's all just fresh perspective. Again, it feels like I've moved into a reality of the surreal. It's that reality, as I understand on a physical level, becomes a lot more malleable. And so it doesn't feel so much to the point of where reality itself feels so solid. It's that everything really just feels surreal. It feels like that perspective in that sense is very, very fresh. How I connect with Adronis is that it's very, very similar to an aspect of two minds. One particular palm reader at one time actually read my palms and basically said, well, you have two minds here contained in your palm. And it feels that, you know, one mind represents your conscious self and there's another mind. And so this is basically how I've seen Adronis in this way, being able to channel him now for about coming up almost on 6 years. And just being able to naturally bond together with him. He refers to this as the amalgamation effect, and basically being able to connect with him, within seconds and bring his perspective through. And I never thought in a million years that I would be doing something like this, over 6 years ago. If you were to ask me about, doing channeling and doing psychic work and doing healing and, looking more into the depths of spirituality and consciousness, I would say that's not on my agenda. That's not something I could ever imagine myself doing. And, months later, poof, this comes through. The ripe point comes in and this awakening process begins. So again, if anybody here is on the call tonight, is able to tune into this broadcast, and if you would just like to say hello, if you have any particular questions, again, the number is 888-627-6008. By all means, feel free to call in. Just say hello. Say, hey, I'm tuning into the broadcast tonight. This is really good. Or if any feedback you have, any questions you have, please don't be bashful. Please don't be shy. It's all about the interaction. It's all about bringing people in. And if you do have particular questions, by all means, feel free to call in and or just feedback and just say, oh, okay, here's the show. So again, I want to try and encourage more people to go ahead and call in. On our last show, we had a particular caller that came in, and it's just a good feeling. It's just good to notice that people are coming in and calling in and being able to interact live with the show, because we do have a lot of great topics that are going to be coming up next 2 weeks, I should say. For our next broadcast, we're going to be talking about sacred circuitry. So that's going to be the focus of next 2 weeks' show, as this is occurring bi-weekly. But again, we have about 5 minutes left on the air here or less. So again, if you feel that you do want to call in, you want to feel free to leave your feedback, ask a question, by all means, feel free to do so. That's why I'm here. But again, everything that we've been reflecting on tonight, again, representing the nature of channeling. If you're just tuning in right now, we've been talking about the nature of the channeling state, discovering your ability to channel and to connect, understanding more about the channeling state, that everybody has the capability of doing this, what type of channeling states are there. You can look into the idea of channeling, representing the idea of artwork, representing the idea of writing, etc. So there's all kinds of different types of channelings that are available that you can personally adapt to. Okay, we do have a caller on the line. We have Allison from Oregon. Allison, hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hello, Allison. Thank you so much for being on the call.
Yes, I am a new channeler. I started channeling at the end of last year, and I've had many different energies come through to talk. I don't think I've had anybody from Sirius, and I was just wondering, did you pick Adronis, or did Adronis pick you, or how did you two end up just being such a pair?
That's a very good question. Well, basically, I didn't even really know that much about Adronis at first. It was actually one of my good friends who was a channeler of 8 years who basically contacted me on the computer one night and basically told me about the connection to Sirius, and that they basically were going through him to contact me. And so I felt that basically Adronis was looking to get a hold of me by first connecting with my friends. And I wasn't really within the vibratory area, so to speak, to actually pick up on Adronis, because I was focusing on so many other different things. I was connecting to Earth consciousness. I was connecting to the star of our home star here, the central sun, and being able to connect with many other different collective consciousnesses. And so he came through and basically informed me of this connection I have with Sirius. And when that happened, then I started to connect with him, and then there's a spontaneous moment. And so basically, Adronis was attempting to get my attention by working through somebody else and letting them know, as he was very, very sensitive to energies and was able to pick that up. And he felt a very strong connection with the Sirius energies as well, too. So he was very much receptive to that transmission. And that's how it came through. That's how it began, started the automatic writing process with Adronis. And it just started to pick up from there. And it went absolutely amazing from that point forward, and so it propelled. So yeah, basically he contacted me first, and then I maintained that particular contact by, again, walking the talk, being able to apply everything that's coming through the channeling and noticing that the life is turning around 180 degrees.
Right, right. So do you guys maintain a constant contact, or do you check in with him daily, or just whenever you get, you know, the knock in your head, or how does your
Yeah. Basically, I am able to come in and out of the state, and actually being able to ask Adronis questions while I'm out of the state, and then pop back into the state. That takes only a few seconds, and then Adronis is able to bring it in. So it feels like he's just another aspect of me. I feel like he's almost in my body, so to speak, as a second mind. And so basically, I do communicate with him, I guess you could say, almost on a daily basis, because I do sessions pretty much on a daily basis as well. And if I do have questions, I basically connect to him as well as the aspect of my entire matrix. So basically, the whole idea, to put it in a summary, is that, yes, I do connect with him very frequently, and he's just part of kind of a second mind aspect to me, and we are in constant contact.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That was very informative to me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much, Allison, for calling in. I really appreciate that. And enjoy the Oregon weather. Take care. Thank you so much.
Yes, it's raining.
Oh, well, there we go. There's fun in that, too. Thank you so much, Allison. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for tuning into tonight's broadcast. We are going to be wrapping up the show. So again, feel free to join me next in the next 2 weeks, where we'll be talking about sacred circuitry, utilizing holograms and symbols to assist in your healing and into connection to other aspects of extensions of your consciousness. Thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in to The Expansion Point. I've been your host, Brad Johnson. See you in 2 weeks. Take care of yourself. Namaste, and may it be well with you. Good night.